That's just that one in the defense. Amazing that's so cool. We're not tender, even late. She looks so good, he gets down and late. She is watching the detectives. Oh, he's so cute. Watching the detectives. Yeah, but Woody Winner's got no shivers running down my spine. The gun to never take it not too close. Puts out of the sight and sets me never close. He's got you chewing on that cigarette. She pulls her eyes out with a face like a mad guy. But don't know how much more of this I can take. She's smiling her nails while they're dragging the lake. She is watching the detectives. He's so cute. Watching the detectives. Oh, and they shoot, shoot, shoot. Beat him up into a teardrop star. Can't be Woody when he's got no.
Thank you.
Don't say a word. Don't say anything. Don't say a word. Not even listen. I read the papers about their escape. They picked two bits of kids from a bunch of sour grapes. You better watch your step. While she was knocking on your front door, you know that they're watching. What are you waiting for? Think you're young and original. Get out and move on. And again, to watch you step. Every day is full of fun. Family spies, they're making heroes out of four guys. They say it's good for business, for a single part of witness. You better watch your step. Broken noses hung up on the wall. Backstabbing drinkers to the heaven they fall. So frustrated they don't understand it all. You better watch yourself. States of America, I thought I would get into all kinds of interesting new trouble. And I found myself the very first night I was ever in the United States in the unimaginable luxury of Howard Johnson's motel in Northern California. And you know, they had a hot and cold running clam chowder. Is that for me? They had a color television that went on most of the night. They had a bathroom attached to the bedroom. It wasn't down the hallway in a freezing corridor. It was more than anybody could ever imagine. And I proceeded to get myself into lots of scrapes, some of them here in Santa Barbara. Or maybe it was just with a girl called Barbara. I can't remember.
this is a song that I was going to sing. It came into being finally in a motel room in Tucson, Arizona, and I was this was back in the days. I was heading out of town on my way to Mexico. This was before they built the wall and everything. I was in a taxi cab. It was about 1 a.m, and I was half in love with my cab driver, who was a very attractive young woman, and we had had a brief romance, and we decided to run away to Mexico to celebrate. And we got to the edge of town, and we started to argue about what was on the radio. I said, tune it to a station that's playing Clover, and she wanted to listen to Dark Side of the Moon. And it was the end of a beautiful romance. So I went back to the hotel, and I felt guilty and ashamed of myself, and I wrote this here song.
Oh, I just don't live again. Though he says I'll live forever, it's now or never. This keeps hanging on, just selling chamber. She says you can't go on without a chaperone. Accidents will happen, they're all moving right. Used to be a there, you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, all moving right. And what are you in this? I'm the one that done. Well, there's so many fish in the sea. They only rise up and swim, swim like mercury. You keep your head on, they say you're so young. Your mind's made up, your mouth is a gun. Accidents will happen, we're all living right. Used to be a victim, now you're not the one. Accidents will happen, we're all living right. I don't want to hear it, cause I know how to go. After you go to the view, keep your head on until you wear hard. Your mouth is made up, your mind is undone. Accidents will happen, we're all living right. Used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, we're all living right. I don't want to hear it, cause
turned into a beautiful ballad by Alan Toussaint, who's a man who I heard his songs before I really knew. I couldn't even point to New Orleans on the map when I first heard his songs, and there were so many, it just went on and on, the songs that he wrote. And then I had the opportunity to work with him, and we worked together, and after he came to New York, in the wake of all the disasters that followed Katrina, you know, he took to the road, and that's where he remade his musical life, and me and the Impostors had the great good fortune to work with him for a few years and sing together and sing his songs and write a few. And this year's song was, took a piece of music by Professor Longhair called Tipitina, an exuberant, beautiful tune. And there was something about the sad way he played it that made me think of all the pictures of all the desolate scenes that confronted us when we went to New Orleans to complete the river in reverse. And I tried to put myself in the mind of those people and write this song. And then I put it on the guitar, taking out all the difficult chords. I got to play it one more time with Alan last year in New Orleans. And you knew when you were in the studio with him, he would say, you were in trouble if he said, "Well, what do you think of that?" So I played in this transcription, that would be the fancy word for me stumbling around on the guitar trying to play this tune. And he didn't say that, thankfully. He just said, "Most interesting." Not a soul is stirring, not a bird singing, at least not within my hearing. I would spy, but it's mascara, standing on the road, just staring. Thought every girl that would in the coffee shop would look like the lady behind me. It would be This was, of course, is Gloria Graham, the great film noir heroine, bad girl, and all round girl of my dreams. And I thought when I came to, at least to Los Angeles, you would meet somebody who looked like that, but they didn't. They were all wearing bin liners and eye makeup. I wasn't looking in the right dives, clearly. And so I imagine this here, well, it's one of us going to do the show. It can be you or it can be me. This here song is about a girl who actually dreams of being Gloria Graham. She lives in a town somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and I probably have to pick the name of somewhere I'm never ever going to go back to. Like Wichita, Kansas. or Norwich. Because it's they're going to be waiting for me with flaming torches and pitchforks when I go back. You know. Anyway, she dreams of a life of fame and has to settle for infamy. And eventually finds what she's looking for down in one of the holy places where they're playing music late into the evening. She stood by the little plain print dress, came out of the wilderness. There be a cunning and a murderer's heart beneath that calm exterior. You know my name, you don't know my mind. Don't doubt my eyes to betray the past, and I've already forgotten. More than you will ever know. Every word that I've spoken is true, except the ones that have been broken in two. Trying to make peace out of the lock and pretend. Need a pawnbroker or a world without him. Why do you do me down this thing? Volume just to turn it down. The true secrets very well to be found. It's enough to put a church underground. You flowered young and ever since she tried to wash out his fingerprints. So every charlatan and prince was made to feel inferior. He went through tips and attempts and dance. Kept moving pictures, my paper chance. 10,000 one-way tickets to the Spartan coast from the blank interior. Everybody's here talking in code. I can't wait to explode. Seems that no one really wants the sound. Why do you do me down this thing? Your sister turned up the volume just to turn it down. Trillion secrets very well to prevail. It's enough to put a church underground.
Below the grease, beneath the data, rolling like a bat.
barrel, swinging like a gallows, rising up fast like all the air in my paddles. Why do you do me down, mister? It's enough to be the church underground. It's enough to be the church underground. Oh, yeah. It's enough to be the church underground. Nothing will ever be the same. But the promise that's made, this hollow. Well, it's the streets in this town, marked with the shadow. So if you see me look surprised, if you know, just pass me by, and I might even touch your sleeve. Everything is changing, and most of it is wrong. What do we know of anything?
Because when I was at school, I had been going to music, I went into computers. This was a long time ago. It was like, it was just me and a bloke called Steve then. I said, Steve, give it up, man. The Beatles have got it covered with the Apple thing. It's never going to take off. So we bought my shares in the company, and fortunes have been strangely different ever since. Yeah. I was actually taught to work a computer by a young man just a couple of years older than me from County Galway in the west of Ireland, who believed that computers had moods like women he knew. And you could startle them back into action by creeping up on them. It's an approach I've taken to the piano ever since. It has absolutely nothing to do with the next song, except for the fact that it is about work, isn't it?
Speak softly, don't wake the baby. Come and hold me once more before I have to leave. There's a lot of work out there. Everything'll be fine. And I said for you, baby, just a matter of time. Our life is the only thing we know. Come and tell me once more before you have to go. There's a better world out there, oh, it don't feel right.
Thank you.
wife and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Some will be shipped in.
Yeah. It's a cunning disguise. It's a, I'm not sitting down because I'm tired, I'm sitting down because I want to have a good look at you. I always like to pick up this little guitar, it's a power guitar, so it reminds me of home when it's Friday night. So around at our house, we've got 9-year-old boys, so they're doing what they usually do on a Friday night, they're playing cards and drinking brandy. I like to sing a song for them and my gal, they're far away. My boys, we gave them a bunch of names because you never know when they get older, they might want to deny knowing me. So it's always good to give your kids a bunch of names so they can go on the run or something, you know. One of our boys is called Frank, and the second has the second name of Henry, which, you know, yields Hank. So when they go on the show business, they can be Hank and Frank. This is a song I learned at the knee of Mona Chevalier. I just like to see what anybody thinks. If I say it through this, will you believe it, Paul? I've an unreasonable baby, loves everything that I do, dances most every night, who is her delight. I seem to go for them too, moving dances and movies are done. That's when we have real fun. It's great after being at length, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing a song while I'm reciting a poem. Hours go by and they give me the eyes, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head on my chest. We start into bed and that's when I get her powder all over my thighs. After I have to straighten my tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss then we continue again, walking my baby back home. It's a lost art. I nearly found it there too. She's afraid of the dark, so I have to park outside of her door till it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her tears all through the night. Hand in hand through a barbecue stand, right through a doorway we run. Eat and then it is pleasure again, walking my baby back home. Oh yeah, walking my baby back home. Oh, walking my baby back. You know, I wouldn't be up here right now singing this songs to you if it had not been for the fact that my father was a singer before me. I swear that's the truth. He was a radio dance band singer. And when other kids were waiting for their mum or dad to come home from the office or the factory or the regiment, I was behind the television about 3 years old with a screwdriver looking for my dad. Because he would appear inside that little box. That's a word of warning for you never to allow that to happen. Like, if you should be related to anybody on CNN or anything like that. And I used to hear him sing on the radio, and he brought home the records, the first records I ever took an interest in, and handed them to me, which gave me a head start in learning some of the chords of these songs I'm playing for you tonight. He appeared in the great Royal Command.
Man Performance Show of 1963. This was an annual variety show that everybody in the country tuned into because royalty were attending, and in those days we respected those institutions. And they would have singers and jugglers and acrobats and magicians and a singing star from overseas. That year it was Marlene Dietrich and her accomplice. She's in the house tonight. Marlene Dietrich appeared with her accompanist, a young man called Bert Bacharach. And somewhere fairly low on the bill were the singing sensation of that year, the sort of One Direction of that year. A group from Liverpool called the Beatles. And they caused a bit of a sensation when their rhythm guitar player said you could clap along and the rest of you can rattle your jewellery. And of course, in those days, he didn't say those things. And the next day, the newspapers just reported this. And very little was said about the fact that my father sang If I Had a Hammer for the Queen Mother. You know, the Queen Mother, that's the mother of the Queen, by the way. She was very fond of work songs. Never having had a job of her own. So this was a very big event in our house, but as the 60s wore on, things started to change slightly. My father, he liked company, and he went from looking, you know, dapper like this, to over the period of a couple of years, he decided to quit the dance band and take to the road, singing in working men's clubs, taking a message of peace and love and tolerance that he truly believed in, and he would dance around and he would take with him a liquid light projector, which they just hadn't seen those things, you know, the thing that makes a pattern like a lava lamp. And he went from looking like this to looking a little bit like Peter Sellers in What's in Pussycat. Grew his hair long. Well, for the younger people, it's Austin Powers. And therefore, the generation gap in our house was a little bit different than among my pals. We all had short hair and wanted to dance around the reggae, and my dad would say things like, "Grow your hair! You're a disgrace to the family!" So little by little, we made peace over it, and when I learned to play a few chords on the guitar, I got myself a fancy Les Paul copy. It was white with gold fittings, which I thought would make me much louder. And he let me go along with him to a club in a northwestern seaside resort called Blackpool. Now, when you live in a paradise that is Santa Barbara, it's hard for me to summon up for you the majesty that is Blackpool. It's kind of like Las Vegas without the sun. Or the sin. There's just five sad donkeys tied to a post to scare children, and a long pier, and at the end of the pier, a telescope through which you can occasionally see the sea. Now, by the end of the day, bear in mind my dad was going around singing songs like Everything is Beautiful and Sing a Simple Song of Freedom. So by the end of the day, all of the children were somehow improbably sunburned. They were full of soda, as you call it. We would call it pop. They were full of candy floss, which is what you call cotton candy. You say tomato, I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. They would all be crying. And they would shove him into bed and then go to the nightclub to see my dad sing Everything is Beautiful. We're behind the curtain, I'm tuning up, and I hear that I'm wildly out of tune with the band because I was played a trick on by a surly organist that didn't want a young man like me sitting in. And as the curtain went up, I realized there was nothing else to do but turn off my volume and mime the entire show. I played the show of my life. After a couple of numbers, I'm kind of fancy, you know. So it was a perfect preparation for coming here tonight to play for you. The whole thing, as you probably can tell, is pre-recorded. And I wrote a song about some of the people that I encountered in those clubs when I'd go with my dad in the early 70s. There were people there that probably shouldn't have been in show business. In fact, a few of them probably shouldn't have been out alone. I started to write this song when I was about 17, and I finished it in the cab on the way here today. Maureen and Stan were looking for a job. They got songs for every occasion and a little limelight robbery, but no one will employ them. There's nothing to be signed. So he autographs his overdraft as she goes out of her mind. Stuck on a wall with a thousand faces, unwanted posters of the haunted places. Roll out with a ghost train, time stop through the city. Step right up and show you the place where only one the pretty one. Roll out with a ghost train, time stop through the city. Step right up and show you the place where only one the pretty one. Up like dice, maybe they could freeze to death out there on the ice. Look at the graceful way she dances, one foot speaks, the other answers. Roll out with the ghost train, can't stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one the pretty ones. Roll out with the ghost train, can't stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one for pretty ones. She plays the queen of the flea pit. He plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress. She's not seeing any stars. You can't be refused and you can't be replaced. You can't change your name, but you can't change your face. And as they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other as they hear that joker say, roll out with a ghost train, can't stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one who heard it once. Roll out with a ghost train, can't stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one who heard it once. Like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. Oh, how love has changed. I never dreamed that easily. Now I'm just a shadow of the man I used to be. Oh, and when I write the book about my love, it'll be about a man who was torn in half, and his hope and ambition wasted through the years. The pain will be written on every page in tears when I write
by the look of their manner. I was a fool to myself when I kept on running around. And I feel a little better when I tried settling down. There might have been some magic moments. There must have been, but not for long. All of that magic was in a moment gone. Oh, and when I write the book about my love, it'll be a heartbreaking story, that love and luck. When I get down on the pages, all I have felt, it'll make the heart as hard as the book. But it's hard to melt when I write the book, when I write the book about my love.
I'm the Empress of India.
eyes upon the land. Him picked upon the bones of lessons of you. He spoke his ear and loud again. Do you suppose the witch and hands and eyes, Veronica's thunder lightning? All the time she laughs at those who shout her name and shooting close. Veronica, Veronica. Veronica sits in a fetal chair. She's very quiet and still. Hands and eyes for all the girls, not to hide. All the time she laughs and goes, the shattered pain and steamy clothes. Veronica, Veronica.
Hotel matches.
Can't
Yeah.
in a part of a wire. Touchdown, baby. Determined to arrive. When I score an empty champagne, that's balls, pads, balls, and balls. And if he should wake up in some terrible night, and don't know it's so sore, so surprised to lie.
Thank you.
feel the anxious rhythm of friction, stranger. In the field, in the
somebody to burn. Living on care.
year it's getting to be, what day of the week is it, Friday?
Hey.
That's when the devil comes out, that's definitely. So this year's song is a later in the evening sort of thing, and it's getting close to that time. And this song is about that moment when a young woman looks into a young man's eyes looking for consolation. She sees consolation and tenderness and sympathy. And at exactly the same moment, that young man looks into her eyes and he sees only untrammeled desire. And this is a song about that sad, sorry moment. It's called "That's Not the Part of Him That You'll Leave." Nothing like that comes without a price. The rumor was the cruel surprise. And she's all before my eyes. I offer my hand and hers and mine and twice. I put her back back and I wish that she
to fail, and over control.
want to thank you very much for your very fine welcome this evening. Song was written. The words were written by Bob Dylan, and the song, well, I kind of stole them and stole them away and wrote this music before. He doesn't know a single thing about it. But this is for the fear of the times ahead.
Always been in trouble, healed it all of my life. Always been in trouble, struggles, hard and strife. Down on the bottom, down to the last drop in the cup. Down on the bottom, no place to go now but up. Somebody to love. Down on the bottom, down to the last drop in the cup. Down on the bottom, no place to go now but up. Go find me my bluebird.
stabbing. She's acting like a cabin. You want a chopper, you want a charger. How did you bother?
For the man who lit up the records almost blue, but also My Name Is True. Will you please welcome on guitar, Mr. John McPhee.
Clover,
who made some records that we all listened to in England and wondered about and wanted to ever meet these guys, and then somehow they were persuaded to come to seek their fame and fortune in London town, just as being able to play your guitar really well went right out of fashion. I remember they used to live in a house where bands had lived before, like Bad Company and The Pretty Things, and The Ghost of Robert Plant was seen haunting the West Wing, reciting the lyrics of Stairway to Heaven, which he wrote in that address, I believe. Wow. And we used to rehearse in sort of what would have been the banquet hall of the old, now rather tatty, country home. And I used to have to sleep on the couch when we were going up to record My Name Is True. And it was an amazing thing for me to actually be in the room with people who could play their instruments. And John was there too, he said. We went up to Highbury and Islington to a studio which was actually half the size of the stage that we are on at the moment. And we cut this here song for you.
Thank you.
song, side by side. Well, we don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we're traveling the road, sharing our love, side by side.
Once again, and on behalf of the entire family, you've met nearly everybody in my family now throughout this week. This is my grandfather, Pat McManus. He's the one that started this business of playing music. As you can see, he was a boy soldier. It was a good job for an orphan boy. Then to play the French horn and the cornet and the trumpet, and then to send him off to France. Well, somebody had a good go at shooting him to death. And he thought better of that. When he recovered, he didn't really want to be doing any more shooting anybody. So he traded one British Army uniform for the uniform of a White Star bandsman that was on the ocean liners and sailed away. Looking very, very dapper there in his bow tie and peaked cap. Sailed across on the George Rick in the Olympic. Taking naughty pictures of some bathing girls. And he traveled to America and brought back a little bit of money that he made. He brought back a pretty fancy style of living from a grandmother. He brought back a cloche hat, which was the height of fashion in the 1920s, and a fox fur wrap, which was the talk of downtown Birkenhead. Because the fox was still alive. No, it wasn't. But everything was going pretty good until about 1932. And the depression set in, even for the ocean liners that cut them in half. This was a bit of a surprise because it was in mid-Atlantic at the time. And the half that contained the tycoons and the robber barons and the dukes and the earls and the Duke of Earl
sailed on to New York to carry on with the important work of swindling the working man out of every penny that he had. And the musicians, they were on the half of the ship, they could fuck off back a little bit. They sailed home and Pat came ashore and went looking for the work that he used to do in the pit orchestra at the Argyle Music Hall and at the Futurist Cinema that had a full orchestra to accompany the silent pictures, but the talking pictures had come in and they didn't need him no more. So my grandmother used to have a little voodoo doll of Al Jolson and Stick Pinky. She held him personally responsible for putting my grandfather out of work. I've told that story for many years and people think I'm just being funny. Not that funny. All he ever did then was play his corner on a street corner for coppers. And so I wrote this here song about those times and an imagining of it. Because those times are coming back, I can assure you. Third class ticket in his pocket, punching down the shadows underneath the socket. His tweed coat turned up against the fog. Slow coaches rolling on the log. On the very memory and approaches and walk. Stale bread curling on a luncheon counter. Loose change lonely, not the right amount. Forgotten man, indifferent nation. Waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jimmy's standing in the rain. Nobody wants to hide a counterfeited fairy lullaby in a colliery town. Pick up a flask and bubble skin of some stage called Josephine is all you get now. Eyes going in and out in focus, smiling bitter from tuberculosis. Forgotten man, indifferent nation. Waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing red. Her soft breath was gentle on his neck. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come and go like underneath the painted sky. She woke up and called him Johnny by mistake, and then in shame began to cry. Tarnished silver band peels out of phrase, and then warms their hands around the brazier. Forgotten man, indifferent nation. Waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing around. Brilliantine glistening, your soft-minded whistling, and your one wandering smile. Died down in the hippodrome, now you're walking off your jeers. The lonely sound of jingling spurs, put to the loose end on my knees. Down at the Argyle, vile border figures are plots of rioting. There's no place for a half-done cowboy in polite society. Forgotten man, indifferent nation. On a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing red. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing red. Jim is standing red.
time to see back out.
To be disgusted, now I'm trying to be amused. Since your winter got rusted, you know the engine's wild and I refuse. When I'm in the cold and I'm in the side of the barn, so that you do that and I refuse. Now I'm on the head and on the down, the engine's wild and I refuse. I was watching while you were dancing away. I love that flash in the echo and swing. Don't everybody wants to be your friend, but it still hurts me just in the same. Oh, I know that she's disgusted, cause she's feeling so abused. And she is dying of the lust. Sometimes, to where I'm strong, right, at least what I'm understanding.